Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, till 1 o'clock. Mike's on Francesa on The Fan will come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We've got a loaded show for you today. We do a lot of football. We got Paul Dottino with the Giants, Peter King with the NFL overall in general. The head coach of Rutgers, Chris Ash, is going to join us. And, of course, John Heyman on the baseball and his pick for Thursday night football with the Seahawks and the Cardinals. Bro, how are you?
Well, I'm doing better than Ben McAdoo.
Oh my God.
We've gotten our first.
Yes, indeed.
Unnamed player, anonymous player, telling ESPN, quote, McAdoo has lost the team. Now, I remember the unnamed sources report from a little over a decade ago that came from ESPN about Bill Belichick, how he had lost the team after the Lawyer Malloy move.
And they won the Super Bowl that year.
They sort of did. But this is different. This is a little different.
Yeah. Oh,
and
God.
Yesterday, or actually this morning, I should say, I go to the Giants app, and I give them credit because they didn't whitewash this. They didn't eliminate it.
Right,
they still
right.
had Ben McAdoo's press conference from yesterday.
Well, that was a weird press conference.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and he even said, you know, maybe you think I'm a little out there.
A little out there? No, we think you're way out.
What is he kidding me?
But can I give Ben a compliment?
Yeah, give Ben a compliment.
I want to give Ben McAdoo.
His new hairdo? What?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Because I'm not watching, I'm listening to it.
Right.
Because I'm driving, and I try to be a responsible driver.
No, I
so I put it on the app.
Don't text.
I don't text, I Bluetooth it, and I'm listening.
All right.
And Ben McAdoo every week, this isn't new, reads a report about the team they're facing, which is just a joke. Like, he just reads off stuff about the team they're facing.
Yeah, I know.
He gives stats.
It's
ridiculous.
Terrible.
But that's not new. He does it every week.
Right.
And then he did something that could be in his future. Writing political campaign slogans, okay? There's been some famous slogans in American history, right? Tipper Canoe and Tyler too.
A chicken in every pot.
Of course, you have the recent one that Donald may have stolen from Ronald Reagan. You know, maybe
America
first. Great again.
America first, though. Yeah.
Right. It may have been Reagan's first, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So Ben McAdoo says, "Can you not imagine this as a slogan? Just envision this. Envision me running for office. Ready? Let's begin again." Is that not a campaign slogan, bro?
Kind of.
Let's begin again.
Yes, campaigning to keep his job.
Right. So he whips out that slogan, "Hey, let's begin again," as if the Giants can just reinvent their season this week by beating the hapless San Francisco 49ers. So you got him reading the report about the Niners. You got the "Let's begin again" slogan, which I may copy. If I ever run for office, I may use it. You never know.
Yep.
And then he tops it all off, Joe. He tops it all off. I forget who asked the question. It may have been the great Bruce Beck about, you know, what he's telling the team or something like that. And he opens up the book again and starts reading this whole soliloquy about, with cliches up the you-know-what.
Yes.
About all these different things. I mean, he's losing the press conference, Joe. He's not just losing games. The press conference is must-watch TV for how awkward and bad it is.
Yeah, no, look, I didn't see the press conference, but I reading the quotes from the press conference, it was like, is this guy serious? Because like you said, he's reading stats on guys. Guys average 18 yards a catch. I mean, what are we doing here? And you could, anybody could, you know, you could go on the internet and find that out. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, what is that?
We should do that. We could do a segment of that every week. I mean, just read off stuff about the opponents the Jets and Giants are playing.
It's ridiculous. Now, look, I mean, when I read this morning, I'm not surprised. I mean, well, let's be honest. All you have to do is look at what you saw last week. I mean, let's be honest. You know, guys, he's suspending guys. He's suspending Pro Bowl players. And I'm not saying they didn't deserve to be suspended. You know, Jenkins and Rodgers, Cromartie. But obviously, I mean, it's pretty obvious to me he's losing his team. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure that out.
So you didn't need... You know, players
going to
ESPN's Jacina Anderson and saying, hey, I'm going to tell you some stuff that you can use.
Yeah, right.
Just don't use my name. And the anonymous player has been out there forever. We had that recently with Terry Collins, right?
We used to have it back in the old days with the Mets.
Oh, sure.
You know, one Met said.
Right.
I remember those days, you know?
Now, I can tell you which Giant didn't say it, and that's Landon Collins, who has at least publicly defended Coach Ben McAdoo.
Publicly.
Now, it would be a little odd for Landon to be the anonymous Giant and then proceed
with his performance last week, I mean, he certainly looked like he quit in that game.
He didn't look good, man.
No.
As a defense as a whole. And look, Steve Spagnuolo is a part of this as well. And I think that Steve Spagnuolo doesn't get as much blame for a couple of reasons. A, he's not the head coach, which I totally get, but stop to the top.
Yep.
And here's the other thing, and I think this is important. Steve Spagnuolo is a part of Giant history forever because he's got this ring on his finger, which Ben McAdoo doesn't have.
Correct.
So I think that's a part of why Spagnuolo, along with not being the head coach, doesn't get as much blame. But some of these quotes that are attributed to the anonymous Giant player, they're bad. I mean, here are some of them.
You're throwing them under the bus, right? He's throwing players under the bus.
Here are some of the quotes from ESPN, Jacina Anderson. McAdoo's lost the team, one player said, who asked to remain anonymous. He's got us going 80% on Saturdays before we get on a plane to play a game. It's wild. Changed our off day. He's dishing out fines like crazy. Suspended two of our stars when we need them the most. Throws us under the bus, like you said, all the time. He's run us into the ground and people wondering why we've been getting got. A second player, because there was number two, also told Anderson, guys are giving up on the season and nothing's being done. Guys just don't care anymore.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. That's a scathing accusation, I'll tell you that. No doubt about that.
Now, there were more comments with the players going on to say about halftime and what he said. Because remember, that was the thing that jumped out at you.
Yeah, when he didn't say anything. Right. And when they asked him about it, and he just kind of was, you know, silent about it.
Well, there's a reason he was silent.
What did he say?
According to one of the anonymous players, he really didn't have anything for us at halftime of that game.
Really?
I feel like we really don't have a leader in Coach McAdoo. So maybe the non-answer was, am I going to make something up? I didn't say anything to these guys. Now, it doesn't mean that everything being said by the anonymous Giant is 100% true, and it doesn't mean that everybody in that locker room
agrees. Love to know who that guy is. I would venture to say it's somebody in the secondary. That would be me.
I was going more simplistic and saying it's definitely someone on defense.
Yeah.
But you're probably right.
Yes.
Because the secondary seems to be the guys that are affected with these suspensions and fines, like we saw from DRC and Janoris. Now, DRC has come back and Janoris has come back. The suspension has been lifted. McAdoo has even asked, I think it was the first question asked, is he back to his normal role? And McAdoo said he is. Now, I don't know what Janoris Jenkins is saying privately. I'm sure he's not thrilled with the coach. If your boss suspends you, I find it hard to believe that a week later you're having tea with the guy.
Yes.
I don't necessarily think that's happening. But we are entering a world where I don't know how Ben McAdoo is going to save his job. Other than somehow getting these guys who may have quit on him to play and win some football games. Because where it's going to get worse, Joe, is not just Sunday if they lose to the Niners. But they're going to have games later this season where there are going to be more fans of the opponents in their own building.
There's no doubt.
And John Mara is going to have a stomachache. He's going to hear that. And it's going to be very difficult. We are entering a world where, believe it or not, in the man's second year, it's an uphill battle for him to save his job.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine when they play the Cowboys at home? Ooh. How many Cowboy fans are going to be in that building? Look out. Look out.
And I know the reaction from Giant fans, and I totally get it, is, hey, if they lose this game on Sunday, don't let them get on the plane. I think if you're John Mara, and John Mara is one of the better owners in this town, he's not perfect. I think he makes some mistakes, obviously. The whole Josh Brown thing was very awkward. We get that. But overall, he's one of the owners in this town I trust. I think you feel the same
way.
Yeah,
I do.
But I think John Mara has to just let this season continue. And when this season is over, I think then if you feel like you've got a clean house, then clean house. But I don't think doing something now, as bad as Sunday may be, if they lose this game, I would just let the season be finished out. Give them the full 16.
Well, who's going to coach the team? I mean, you know, Spagnuolo right now, it's not like the defense is playing great that you're going to give Spagnuolo the job. Who are you going to give it to? Mike Sullivan? I mean, who's going to be the interim coach?
No, there really isn't anybody.
That's what I mean. Exactly.
That's part of the reason. Plus, I think you have to let the 16 games speak for themselves.
I do too. And
while it may be hard to believe that this team can show a pulse and this team can show some fight and they have a run left in them, as Ben McAdoo
he said they
says they have.
Yes, he instead says. Of giving the fans more of the runs.
Which they may.
Which they have been doing so far.
So no matter how bad Sunday is, because if they lose to the Niners, man, I don't care where the game is played. That's
sure,
bad.
Of course. They haven't won a game. Of course. You see they're actually favored now. They're a 2.5-point favorite. That thing swung completely.
It really did, because I think when the week began, they were 2-point underdogs.
Yes.
So you've seen like a 4-point swing in the other direction.
Yep.
As bad as things are, even if it looks like they quit again, I think as a Giant fan, as John Mara, you let the season roll and then you determine what the heck you're going to do when it's all said and done. But right now, I think the odds in Vegas are heavily favoring the fact that Ben McAdoo is not going to coach this team next year.
Hey, look, unless they make some kind of ridiculous run. I mean, look, if they went 4-12, he's not saving his job. Let's be honest. They're going to have to win. They got 8 games left. I don't know. They got to win 6. Was 6 out of 8? Would that be the number that's going to keep them here? I don't know.
I don't know, Joe. I don't know if there is a number. Yeah, I was going to say.
Right.
I don't think there's a number. I think there's pride. I think there's fight. I think there has to be some wins. I don't think you can lose the rest of your games.
1-15. I mean, obviously.
Even if every loss is a tough, hard fought loss,
1-15 isn't cutting it.
So I definitely think there are wins, but I think a lot of it is how they play. Like what we saw on Sunday against the Rams was just the epitome of disgusting.
Yep.
Stuff like that can't continue. You know, if they play the spoiler role well against some of these division rivals, then maybe that saves them. But it's alarming when in a second season, just his second year, Joe.
Especially after an 11-win season.
Right, after a playoff year.
Which just goes to show, as we've said over and over and over again, we saw it a million times with the Jets, just because the guy has a playoff year or wins 10, 11 games his first year, it means diddly.
No, and look.
Nothing.
We have Peter King on later, and Pete does a great job. He's got a podcast. He has great interviews, and he had Sean McVay on. And I was listening to it. And, yeah, you come away listening to McVay, you love him, you're impressed.
Yeah.
With that said.
Who knows?
We don't know.
We have no idea.
You know? He's done a great job, but so did Ben McAdoo last year.
And just remember, there's a couple guys. Bill Parcells was 3-12-1 his first year with the Giants. How'd that work out? Bill Belichick, we know what he did in Cleveland. His first year in New England was 5-11. How'd that work out?
Goes the other way, yeah.
You never know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.